I basically just want to see TC's face whenever he hears this. We're basically just doing like a two girls, one cup audio thing. So you've got about 5 minutes and you can come back.
He did eventually meet Ken, who shares her sexual preference.
Oh, we need to grab a couple handfuls of that smaller stuff.
Okay.
I'll get some of this. I was technically a virgin until I was 29 years old. I was a zoophile up until then, and I just basically didn't have much interest in other members of my own species as far as a life bond or anything. But when I met Ellie here, I just we clicked. It was...
They clicked. You're talking about a nice couple here with common interests, both zoophiles. They
Let's
met each other.
Through it.
The one person that I felt within a week, probably, after I met her, we were meant to be together.
There you go. Come sit over here.
Ken and Ellie met through a zoo friend on the internet.
A zoo friend.
After a few weeks, they arranged their first date.
Well, the first night that he came up to visit me, I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed at the barn. And ooh, I took him in and introduced him to my miniature stallion.
There.
And kind of, I don't know if it was subconscious, kind of, I was very nervous and kind of wanted to do the shock factor, as it were.
Now, how do you think that's going to work with these people?
I wouldn't want to get into that race. I don't know if you can win.
My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. When his penis is dropped and he slaps it on his belly, they call that masturbation for stallions. And so I one thing led to another and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him.
Yeah,
and then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. And I guess part of me said, okay, either he's for real and he won't mind this, or he's not for real and he's going to be totally freaked out by it and run. Obviously, he didn't run.
So she's known this dude for like an hour.
Well, they met through a zoo friend. First of all, did you know that a horse had a process of self-gratification?
No, I didn't. But, you know, makes sense. Whatever. I'm glad it does. but let's just, like, for the sake of this conversation, let's just accept that, like, some people fuck horses, right?
This is a BBC documentary, by the way. This is not
yeah,
Lou Charles thing.
Like
it really is.
No, I'm saying,
okay,
like, the dude
wacko
had a
music,
strong
yeah.
British voice.
This is a full-produced, hour-long documentary on zoophilia.
But just, like, let's accept, just so we can talk about it, that there are people who have zoophilia, like, whatever, get over it. In that community, is it good form, in your opinion, to start sucking horses within, like, on a first date? Like I, you know, in regular human things, I don't like the people who are like real prude and feel like you have to go through this whole ritual of X number of dates or else you're, you know, a dirty trash whore or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Slut shaming.
So I don't agree with like the character I'm playing in this conversation, but I'm just wondering, like, you know, assuming that the zoo world mimics the rest of the world at large. Like, are there other people on the message board who are like, yeah, of course you're sucking the horse, but you just met the guy.
What are you harlot?
Yeah.
You know what? I actually think that this is more like, you know, you just want to see what somebody's made of. Introduce them to your wacky girlfriends on date one just to see if they're on board. Because if you can't have me at my sucking a horse off in a barn an hour after I met you, you can't have me at my sucking a horse off
yeah,
5 years
say.
From now.
in this world, that probably is, that, like, that situation is both hypothetically best and worst, depending on your perspective. Because, like, if you're a guy and you're like, this is heaven on earth right here.
So all of a sudden my pants are down. How does a horse get your pants down?
I did
down?
No work. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that she was complicit in that.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm just...
And imagine this dude going 29 years and no one has the slightest interest in touching his dick. And he meets this chick, and an hour later, she's like, hey, watch me get fucked by this horse. No one else has had a 180 like that. I challenge you to show me any otherwise. Except for those porn videos where it's the porn star fucking fans. You like those?
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it's like the guys who, like, obviously, you know, things aren't going great for them.
Are they explicitly listed as fan in the title?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And are they actually, or are they porn stars who look like they're playing fans?
I'm gonna bet they are.
Really?
I mean, what even would be like a person who's involved in porn but like has never heard of, like, you know, this super hot, like, they can be both.
What I mean is there a
probably
guy,
everyone's fans, like, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but is there a guy who just plays like doofy looking guy in pornos so that they can call him fan? Much like there might be a lady who kind of looks like a teacher or something.
Yeah, probably.
He didn't just win a con, like, he was paid. Now,
some of them might. I did once hear a podcast with a guy who, a porn star who I'd heard of, was doing a thing where, like, there was some kind of Twitter bet, and, like, if you were willing to, like, foot the bill for a ticket to Las Vegas and wear a condom during the thing, that, like, a porn star was just, like, sucking off dudes, like, for one day.
That's basically the Houston 500.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Houston 500, they, like, put out a casting call. This, and, like, those people may or may not have heard of Houston. This was, like, people who followed her on Twitter. She was just, like, had some kind of setup. You had to do something to qualify. But, like, basically, like, if you were a Twitter follower, she's like, yeah, I'll suck your dick.
And my final, this is more than 5 minutes.
Sorry to everyone who's listening with their grandma in the car.
Is there a time in my lifetime where I'm going to have to just, oh, no, it just be cool. That's just what they're into.
What do you mean?
Because that's not how I feel now. Now I want to laugh. Is later on, is someone going to tell me, like,
oh, yeah, like, are the progressives one day going to be like, it's all expression? I mean, I, you know.
That's definitely what my conservative, you know, family members will tell me. Is like, oh, so now I have to be cool with this? What about when I got to be cool with this guy who says he's a dog and his dog is a boy and he's having sex with his, you know.
I mean, I think that I feel comfortable putting animals in the classification of things that don't have enough sentience to give consent. And so call this non-consensual. And so, you know, if you want to masturbate to cartoons of horses and people, if you want to masturbate to the thought of horses, you know, go all for it. If you want to find this girl that's, you know, then have her dress up in horse costumes, go for it. But, like, actually getting in the barn with the horse, it's not hard for me to conjure up a moral argument where I feel comfortable saying that this is way different than, I think, that your relatives are referring to this in relation to gay people, right?
Yes.
So, like, two adults that we both agree are, like, you know, sentient, intelligent, well-thinking people, perfectly capable of giving consent and doing so, seems different to me than, you know, like, I'm sure that these people would argue that they think that the horse likes it, but, like, I don't know, again, like, we're not okay with it if a 16-year-old, like, thinks that they like it, you know what I mean? Because, like, you have ideas about consent, so.
I think that went well.